interviews with over 100 of this century's most important voices, from Malcolm S. Forbes Jr. to Arthur Ashe, you will hear real-life examples of how Dale Carnegie's time-tested human relations principles can impact your life. Dale Carnegie has been training people to become leaders for over 80 years. Today, there are over 3.5 million people in over 70 countries who have participated in our training. The need for communication and teamwork is more important today than ever before. Whether you are a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, a volunteer in a nonprofit organization, or trying to successfully lead a family, this audio tape will help you harness your creativity and enthusiasm to work and live more productively. You will learn how to build trusting relationships, listen more effectively, control your worries, and earn respect of the people in your life. It is our hope that you will become a better leader, the groups you are in will become more productive teams, and the companies you are associated with will become great ones.
As the 21st century approaches, the world is undergoing enormous change, a process of great upheaval and great possibility. With the end of the Cold War, the business environment has grown dramatically more intense. Competition has become more global. Corporate pyramids are tumbling down, and technology races on. To survive in the years to come, successful organizations will have to undergo a profound cultural change. Their people will have to think quicker, work smarter, dream wilder, and relate to each other in very different ways. The day has long since passed when a company could be run with a bullwhip and a chair. The leaders of tomorrow will have to establish a real vision and a sense of values. These leaders will have to communicate and motivate far more effectively through conditions of near constant change. And these leaders will have to mine every ounce of talent and creativity from the shop floor to the executive suite. Technological sophistication will be important as the world races ahead. Malcolm S. Forbes, Jr., editor-in-chief of the business magazine that bears his family's name, explains, "The microchip is extending the reach of the human brain the way machines extended the reach of the human muscle in the last century. Today, software is becoming the slabs of steel. Fiber optics and digital screens are becoming the railroads and the highways for transportation. And so information is raw material. But technology alone is never enough in difficult times. Just because the means of communication are readily available doesn't mean that people have learned to communicate well. Far too often today, they haven't. This is one of the ironies of modern times, the great capacity to communicate, the great failure to do so. What good is all this information if people don't know how to share it? Technological sophistication is just the price of admission to the new business arena. In the end, the winners and losers will be those organizations with smart and creative leaders who know how to communicate and motivate effectively inside the organization and out. No one ever said these skills would come naturally, and frequently they do not. Not long ago, the Graduate School of Business at Harvard University conducted a survey of its students, alumni, and recruiters. "What we are finding," says Harvard Business School professor John A. Quelch, "is a large measure of satisfaction with the technical competence of graduating students. These bright young people can crunch numbers, analyze markets, and devise business plans, but when it comes to teaching human relations skills, Harvard is stepping up its efforts. That seems to be the area where improvements are needed," Quelch observes. "Oral and written communication, teamwork, and other human skills." Burt Manning, chairman of J. Walter Thompson Company, the worldwide advertising firm, says, "It isn't that easy to know how to provide superior human relationships. There are a few people who do it instinctively, but most people have to be educated. They have to be trained. It takes as much training and as much sophistication as it does to be an engineer in a car company."